USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 390,000 jobs in May, extending the year-long streak of strong gains. The unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. The president addresses the nation following the release of that May jobs report, and the president was asked why inflation is so high, and once again, he's blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
Republicans argue inflation has been rising since President Biden took office, instead blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year. The president with nothing else on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Russia is continuing to make gains in their unprovoked war against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk.
The Biden administration could pull federal funding for lunches to schools unless they allow biological males to enter girls' bathrooms and compete in girls' sports. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem saying Biden has threatened to take away children's school lunch money to pursue his radical agenda, adding he's targeting states like ours that make it clear biological men do not belong in girls' bathrooms and sports. Noem adding that if the Biden administration acts on this, there'll be legal challenges ahead. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Continuing coverage of one of our top stories, Americans are calling for the federal government to act after recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Buffalo, and Tulsa. Ohio Republican Congressman Warren Davidson on Fox Business Mornings with Maria claims schools that see these mass shootings are the ones that don't have a lot of security.
You see these horrific acts at schools, and of course, people know, hey, we can't continue to see these kinds of things happen. And where do they happen?
Yeah.
They happen in gun-free school zones, and they happen in schools that aren't hardened.
AAA has a warning for parents.
AAA has some advice for parents during the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The Auto Club suggests parents talk to their teens about the dangers of speeding, driving drunk, and distracted driving. They also say one of the best things parents can do is teach by example. AAA says more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A Pennsylvania woman is facing felony charges for sneaking onto the SpaceX facility in Texas looking for Elon Musk. The woman was found to be wandering around the Stargate building and claimed she needed to speak to the company's billionaire and founder. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.